listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I haven't been well over the weekend, a couple of weeks, so you must excuse me. I do have to have a little retirement from this program every now and then to gather myself together. So I would like to talk to you about the things that they speak on the radio and about London, where I was born. And not only that, but I want to include USA, because we in the USA, we have arms, and we still don't use them. And over there, they have no arms, and so they cannot do to use them, obviously. Even the police don't carry arms, only special ones, if you know what I mean. So let me just make the point here. The enemy, there's always evil in the world, always. And then there's people who fight evil and lose many men and women and children and God knows what. But what causes that to spring up for every now and then? That's the question. And there is a real answer. But when you listen to people on the radio with all their opinions, etc., etc., I don't even want to memorize them. They just argue this and that, and there is no answer. But there is an answer. Now, I want you to understand, and if I forget myself and get on another subject, which I have another subject, and I may forget this one, so call me 800-866-8883 and remind me that I'm talking about London and America and how we can stop the horror, how we can stop it. Put me on the radio. Give me the ability to speak to America and England, and I will show you how to stop them dead in their tracks. You have to overcome the overcomer. And the overcomer will overcome you if you don't overcome them. Now, it doesn't mean to say you have to use the same procedures. I will share this with you if you call me and say, what the hell do you mean by this? And I will say, what the heaven would you like to know? And so now that's what I want to speak to you when the 5 minutes of the opening session of Roy Masters' program here, Advice Line. I will talk about that after at the end of the particular 5 minute session. But I want to say something to you too, and I want to mention that later also. We've been approached by a producer to produce a movie about my lifetime. And I say to you all, this is what they want to do. They want to remember and bring back all the things that ever happened to me in my life, where I survived it and how I did survive it. And that's what is going on. It's going to happen. And Sunday morning conversation here, you can actually see it on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, we may start a little late. I'm going to be interviewed by a certain gentleman about my stories. And the stories are all powerful. When I say powerful, it's where I win every single time and never lose anything and never lose my cool. And there's a lot in the movie. They want to hear the actual stories of my life. I've given you a few, but when it comes one after the other, for example, It starts like this. I'll be speaking to somebody who asked me the question about my childhood. What can I say there? And I said, well, I remember. Oh, hold it. I hear the music. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. This is Roy. And I was finishing a sentence about what is going to happen on Sunday morning, and you can see it and hear it on Facebook. And that is, a person is going to interview me on my own program and want me to spill out my whole life, all the trials and tribulations, everything. And some of it is via violence. I speak in violence, but not a very special kind of violence. It's an effortless violence, and it has a sweetness in it. Just like my voice right now is strong, even though I haven't been well for the last 2 months. I'm just pushing a little harder on my voice so you can hear it. Otherwise, I'm a little weeny, so to speak. So maybe you would like to listen. You can't ask questions because this is going to be 2 hours, maybe three. And so I get through all the things that ever happened to me, but the whole purpose of this movie is to see that you can never be beaten by anything. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm really not bragging. I say that every person listening to me can be a winner over the wicked one that wants you to be a loser. Do you understand what I mean? No one has ever overcome me in any way, shape, or form. What happens is they shrivel up and die. I mean this. In other words, what I'm trying to say is our enemies, ISIS, Hitler, all those kinds of people, they know how to upset you and destroy you and make you be submission to them, see, codependent on them. And what is missing is what I'm saying is missing. You can have all the guns you want. In America, you got all the guns you got, all the guns you got, and you want. You can have 6 or 7 of them, 100 of them if you want to. But we don't carry them around. And people get killed. And in England, they don't have any guns. They're helpless. That is a signal. That weakness, the idea that appeasing and looking for love and appeasing the enemy, which has been happening before. In England, they appeased Hitler. And the reason why they appealed Attlee was the prime minister. And he was an appeaser. and they elected an appeaser to keep peace. It's crazy. You're not going to have peace with appeasers. You'll have a war. Don't you understand it? I'm going to shout. Because it happens so often. Millions of people die. You stupid fools. What you are. As a country. I can hear them talking about the horrible things. 20 people got murdered, cut to pieces. A car comes in, or a big truck comes in and smashes everybody. And we don't know what the hell we're doing. And even the police in England don't have any guns. What the hell's going on? No, we want peace. We want to love our enemy. Love your enemy. Doesn't mean what you think it means. Love, don't hate your enemy. Did you hear that? Love, don't hate your enemy. Do you hear it again? Love, what is love? Don't hate. Don't resent. Don't be intimidated. But you are. And you're sitting in the living room and you have a husband who's a bully. And you're going to give in to him. And you're going to give in to him. And every time you give in to him, every time you appease him, he's going to be a bigger bully. And he loves the power that you're giving him. And you are guilty and angry, but you have a certain sense of worth in you. What goodness is what you've been taught in church. And so, and you make up to it. Maybe he is not as bad as he is, as I see him. Maybe I'm guilty of something. I'll just try to love him and see what happens. And what happens, he will love you for that. And that will encourage you and make you think that your slavery is a love. Slavery is a love. That's what it is, but you'll see it as love because he will love you. He will encourage you to give in to him. And then you become one of them. And there's another story behind that. See, now you have a pair, and what one does to other, so the victim can, if they want to, be paid or be glorified for the service to the bully, and then do unto others to recover what he's lost, and to hold on to the love of that which they, in the very beginning, owned him. And in other words, it's the Führer. It's your Führer is the first person to upset you into submission. See, and codependence on his approval. And so therefore you're losing something, but then you feel like you must expand this, become him so that everybody will love you and do what you want. See, so it's doing unto others what was done unto you. It's not the same as doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Did you hear that? Now, what I'm saying is, if you pardon my language, but all the people, all the media, and even the media of Fox, which is they like the good guys. They like the good guys, I get it. Democrats and Republicans, on that side where Republicans are, there's decent people, we get it. But what you don't get is you still have the same problem. And so whoever intimidates you, so the rest of America on the left can intimidate you into submission. And continue. The media. They've got the media. The media belongs to. Guess it where it comes from. The media comes from the left, and the left is Russia. It's Russian thinking, or the cleverness of Russia, and Pavlov. I think his name was the one that played tricks with the dog. We'll talk about that later on. and applied it to human beings. You intimidate people. It's absolutely simple. There's nothing to it. All you have to do is keep people upset, and they will give in. They will lose their courage and encourage the bully. In this case, it's ISIS. In this case, it's, well, I don't know if I could say who they are, but you know who they are. I don't want to put a name on it, but you know where to put the name on, don't you? And to tell you the truth, I forgot what the name is, so I'm putting it back on you, see, because I have a little memory problems. And I can't remember that word. Otherwise, I would have said it. Muslim, that's it, Muslim. And there's millions of them. There's good ones, but the good ones are, well, the good ones will be murdered if they stand up for themselves. It's like America. We got Americans who are all the different radio people, not radio people, race, color, and creed. There's good race, color, and creed, and there's evil race, color, and creed. We have a divided nation, and we are subject to the media that owns them, that tells lies, and the people they serve, the media, are lie lovers. In other words, they love lies. The media loves, if you have a media, you can make people believe anything, especially sex is love. It isn't. See? And right is wrong. It's okay to mess around with women and have abortions and things like that. That's their kind of freedom, which is evil. I want to finish in a minute. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about our weakness. Appeasement. Appeasement encourages war. Over and over again, I've been saying it. It doesn't seem to grasp. I wish I could get on a radio station or something to reach this country and England. Because I will say to them what I just said in the first 15 minutes, that the whole idea of ISIS and those strange ones, the ones who are appeasers of their own Muslim religion, like the Ku Klux Klan, except in other words, it's all built into a country. And the ones that appease and one that are bully. And the bullying becomes stronger and stronger and more powerful. And pretty soon it's not enough to tease your own country, because they're already giving in to you. And you've appeased them and you created a terrible power. But it's not enough. They'll either start killing you or you find a country that's weaker than yourself, like Israel, and continue demoralizing people, getting pleasure. I say to you, I would like you to watch the program on Sunday on Facebook. I'm going to have a person, if they want to make a movie at me, it's all set. And I have to tell the story. And he wants me to tell the story of my life. And I don't want you to think that I'm bragging. But the reason why they want this, because it's an amazing thing to beat the enemy every time. In other words, the enemy who intimidates me actually ends up being terrified of me. Terrified. Not only that, they die. Now listen carefully. The enemy will kill you, correct? your father, who's a drunken so-and-so, they will kill you too, set you up for a horrible life and death. The spirit in them. If they ever lose that spirit and come to be a sensible person, it's different. And many people are that way and come around and realize, what am I doing? I'm hurting my own kids. It's the same thing with whole populations. What's happening right now is ISIS and those kind of Muslims, not necessarily all, but the kind I'm talking about, I don't know the name of them, I keep forgetting the name, what they call them. But whatever that is, there's millions and millions and millions of them. And they are determined to take America down, take England down. And you are, before Donald Trump came aboard, you would have been, your whole life would have been over. You'd have a lady, if she's a lady, as a president, and wanting to appease terrorists. That is the most dangerous thing you can do. But the trouble is, how can you help people to not be appeasers to enemies? Most people are appeasers too. They don't know how to deal with their wives. And many people are, when you become an appeaser, anybody who is any strength, can make you do what he wants without you even knowing. You may not even know. You may think it's you're loving that person when you're really a slave of that person. And you won't see it. Except you have anxiety afterwards, and then you have to go to the doctor and get medicine for your anxiety. But the anxiety is because you're serving the dark force in the person. You understand? But you put it all together. You can do with media to become lies and stand up for the wrong side, the Russian side. And you know what I mean by the Russian side. It's a certain psychology. All you have to do is intimidate and lie, and always tell lies as if it was truth. And it's intimidation. But since everybody is born into culture, and culture gets into them, so sooner or later everybody gets it. Everybody begins to be an appeaser or a bully. There's only two kinds of people on this earth, except one, which we are going to talk about, which is in the middle. And that's what I represent. I resent neither side, and neither side can understand me. And in other words, I have found something which I want to share with you. And I've been sharing it with you for many, many, many years, and millions of people, millions, not hundreds, not thousands, millions of people over the last 56 years on the radio, lives have been saved. And because it's the principle you're looking for is right under your nose. It's very, very simple. It's so simple, it's hard. But if you can find what I'm about to teach you, because we have the week together, and those of you listening to me for the first time, I will show you within minutes, and if you tell me what's hurting you, what's upsetting you, what illness you've got, I will show you there's only one thing. Only one thing, and when that one thing gets inside you, it multiplies. That one thing is resentment. If anybody can intimidate you, if I can intimidate you right now, this is this. I am shouting for a very good reason. I am using strength for a good reason. And guess why? Guess why? Because what you think of as anger right now, what you swine think of me, I'll give you a reason for that, why I said that. that everybody who listens to what I said, and I made some very important statements, appeases, give power, embolden bullies in your house and the country. You cannot make friends with them. You cannot. In other words, you are loving country. You want peace. But you see, peace doesn't come from cowards, which you are. As, in other words, you are cowards. Most of you are cowards. On the left, there are cowards that are trying to be bullying you into submission. And you are, on the right, you are trying to deal with them. But you can't, because the media will take you away. And only Donald Trump has been able to put them in their place. And then, and even so, it keeps going. What you need to understand is to be like Donald Trump. I've watched him, and you cannot get to him no matter what. And he's gentle, and he's noble, and he is terrified. He terrifies everybody who is wicked, everybody who's been broken. And some people will appreciate it, because that is the way a man should be to him, as a man and for to be a husband. That way, he's gentle and firm. You can't get around him. You can reason with him if you're reasonable, but you can't push yourself on him. He will push back in a special way, and I know what the magic is. Don't I, Donald Trump, sir, Mr. President? I know you. You're just like me. Except I have a little edge on that, if you don't mind me saying so. And so, on Sunday morning, what's the date today? It's Tuesday. What day of the year is it? June 6th. So, this is Tuesday, correct? Okay. So, I just want to make it so anybody who wants to see it in 100 years from now, well, no, it's 100 years old, and not to think, because that's where my program is going to be if God blesses me for this. I want this on the air, and all the material I have on this subject only, but the subject that I'm speaking about is only the evidence. It is the outcross. I can't find the word, but the word is, I have problems sometimes with words, but it is the result: misery, suffering, war, murder, due to every sickness under the sun, every miserable, 95% of everything that's wrong with the human race begins with one thing repeated over and over again, and I shall come to that, so that you will see that if you have one germ get inside you, it multiplies like a worm. It multiplies by cutting itself in half and cutting itself, and when it grows, it cuts itself in half, and that's what it does. Bacteria, it will get inside, and if you don't have the right health, the proper health, you will die from it. The antidote is called the Antidote for All, and you can go on my website and get it for free. Antidote for All, 10 minutes, and I will show you how to kill the enemy. All right, let me just continue with this thought and remind you that I'm going to talk about my life And I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, because it will sound like that. But the people are going to make the movie. They want me to do the Sunday morning conversation, and it's more lively with other people listening. I don't want to think that I am bragging. But I want you to know it. I want Americans to know it. I want my English friends to know it, because I was born in England. They cannot be without guns. You cannot. Well, the wonderful thing about America is the right to bear arms. Why is it so good? Is it because the second part of the Constitution is the savior of everything else? The right to bear arms and to defend whoever is trying to keep you. You don't want to live in California. They put you in jail for having one. And they're gullible enough and stupid enough, the whole bloody lot. They want to be separate from our country. They want to be a country of their own. And all these are appeasers and pleasure lovers. And all they want is pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And the pleasure becomes perversion. And perversion is not enough. They become evil themselves. They've killed 50 million children in their mother's womb. And you've stood by. Listen, the media condemned you for standing up. That's wickedness. They represent Russia, the Russian mechanism. I'm telling you. Karl Marx. It's Marxism. And it's simple. Just tell lies. Just, yes. And do to others what was done to you. There's another one. Oh, I hope I can remember it. Accuse others of what you do. So you can be how would you like to live in a country where the minority hates the light in people? And therefore, how you get to be like that is to become like that. Then do unto others what was done to you. In other words, that's very simple. That's all you have to keep going. And you have to have a media to be able to keep that. And so what you hear in the media are lies. They've always been lies. It's always a... what I'm talking about is abortion, homosexuality. You bought it. You bought it. You gave into it. You thought it's a pressure, pressure, pressure. And every time you get pressure, you feel like they are right and you're wrong.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening again, my ladies and gentlemen, my friends. I can say to you, let me continue, and I know I'm in a break, but I have to continue with this, regardless of anything else, is that you need to know how to kill the spirit of your adversary. That is what my business is all about, and they're going to make a movie out of this. Now, if you want to hear what I would not say, only every now and then, a story of my life, I am going to give the story of my whole life. And so, since I was a little kid, I had this. what I want to share with you. You lost it. I didn't find it. My father was a good man. And how can I say this? The generations never came through him to me. See, you come into the world, and when you come into the culture, depending on what the culture is, it comes into you. And you're either a bully in one culture and an appeaser in another country. Americans are appeasers. British people are appeasers. That's how they go to war. In other words, what is happening? All these terrible things are happening. Are people being murdered and run over? Explosions and bombs. And we haven't lifted a finger. And if you had Obama in, you would have lost your country for sure. But there are those who have bought the lie. Because the lie is truth, and truth is lie. And so to conquer people, you have to have a media. And media, most of the media in America is left-wing, Marxist, and using the Marxist technique to accuse others of what you do. So how would you like to live in a country that hates you for your weakness or enjoys playing with your weakness because it emboldens them? See, how would you like that? So that it can accuse you of anything. In other words, Karl Marx says it. Accuse. This is the key. Accuse others of what you do. In other words, it's okay to lie. Accuse others of, in other words, if you are upset with somebody who does something wrong to you, he may be an extension of what I'm talking about. He may not realize it, but also he may realize it and enjoy it, taking you apart, upsetting you, and making you into one of them or an appeaser. That's all there is. There's nothing else except one thing. Just one thing. You don't have any emotions. And therefore, you don't have any emotions. Can't touch you. Now, you listen carefully. I'll go on a little bit more. If you are one of the people I speak about, listen carefully. I warn you, you can laugh. But if you do not, if you resent in your heart, if you hear me, who is innocent and is strong in my innocence, remember there's two kinds of shouting. There's two types of strong voice. One has no anger in it. It's just strong. See, I can be strong. But you know, there's no cruelty in it, correct? So if I talk to a little girl, a little boy, if I'm a father, which I have been, if I speak to, look, son, you can't do this anymore, see? There it is. See, that's it. That quality of voice. But if there's any emotion in it, get upstairs and brush your teeth. And I can't put that in it because I haven't got it. It will keep sounding the same. And he can't do or she can't do what I can do. To be impatient and be angry and say the same thing. So there's a good voice that's strong and can shout and to hold the ground. And then there's a wicked one, which enjoys disturbing, because the minute they upset you, they're no longer themselves at that moment. At that very moment. And not what mother and father does or what the school does to you, but anybody could opt in and take their place and make them do anything, make you do anything you want. And this country, as America, has become a country of cowards. I say that, appeasers, especially Christians, who, especially Catholics, who think that love is godly. Screw that. That's a freaking lie. Excuse the language. It has to be said, so that if you're one of those people who thinks that being peace for the enemy is love, that's a lie. It's a freaking lie. And there's nothing more you can say to it. It always will be. But if you could understand what I'm saying, now listen carefully. There's two things that when you're listening to Roy Masters, because I'm a little bit stronger in my understanding than President Trump, there's something in me. Listen carefully, and just be careful. I'm warning you, be careful. If you hate me for be trying to help you to overcome the overcomer, you're one of the overcomers, right? And if you hate me, guess what? Guess what? You start to die. In other words, what I'm teaching Americans to do is to kill the spirit of the enemy, and one of two things will happen. They will begin to die very quickly. I have to say, when I look back, I didn't know I was doing that. I had no idea, but I'm not feeling guilty about it. It's those who hate the good in me. I don't know that they're hating the good in me. It doesn't matter. All I have to do is stand up for myself in a good way and not in a way that's angry and tries to fight back. Now what happens is God will take emotion away from you. When you be still and know, I will show you how. What happens to you, God, I mean this, or Jesus, or the person representing Jesus and God, or if he is that way, the light is flowing through him and neutralizing the darkness in you. In other words, they will see your innocence. They will be disturbed by it and try to bring you down and become one of them or become a wimp, an appeaser. That's dangerous. That cannot happen. And the only thing that's wrong with the country and the only cure for it is to kill the spirit of the person that's intimidating you. And one of two things will happen. One of two things, I guarantee. You're going to die to hate a person who's innocent. I have to shout loud, but it's okay to shout sometimes, as long as no anger in it. But I'm shouting because you will love it. There was a story in a nice movie I saw it once. A young girl had a black father, and the grandfather didn't like the black man. But she was black, but the grandpa loved the little girl who's black. And one day, I remember in the movie, he says, go upstairs, and whatever her name was, Joni, and clean your teeth. And the little girl says, Daddy, Grandpa, please be more strong. I like that. So what he did, he says, Joni, go upstairs and brush your teeth, she said, in a strong way. She said, that's better, thank you. That was perfect. That was a wonderful movie. If only for that point of view. You see, you can say it. Go and brush your teeth. Go ahead, little bugger. Excuse the expression. I have to say it how it might sound, but I'm not used to saying such words. Now, I will say it again. Listen carefully. They will kill you. And the left will kill you because they accuse you of what they are. That's the game. And they will never stop. And if you get upset, you get divided into two parts. You become a part on the right because you see it's wrong, but you don't know what to do, but you still got a problem. You reacted to it. And then you're not as strong as you can be. Never as strong as you can be when you react, even if you're on the other side, on the right, and embolden those on the left. You'll actually lose your country just by that, nothing more. And you, why don't you call the... Listen to me. This is not easy to talk like this. I haven't prepared anything. It's just coming. It's coming pretty strong. But if you listen into Fox, it's all blah, 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 blah. There's no answer. I'm giving you the answer. Don't you see it? I hope it gets to England. They understand. They should understand by now that a war was started because Attlee was a appeaser. And if forget his name now for a minute, first two, because I'm carried away here. Churchill. If Churchill was in place of that person, there would not have been any war. You can stop the war in your own country from the left, or the left has all kinds of people from every color and creed. Every color and creed. You can overcome them to shut them down or cause the spirit to cause them to drop dead. I mean that. In other words, it has to be the death of the person. And there's two kinds of death, in war and in knowing what love is. Love is strength. Love cannot be overcome. Love tries in tribulations and survives and frustrates the survivor. That is the person that is the bully. My name is Roy Masters. Now, if you can take hold of what I said, you go to my website, free of charge, and one day everything there will be free. We're working on it now because my life is going to be short here. It may be a year or 2 years. And so I make it my business to share this with you, but it takes about 2 years to put everything together so you can dial in and say cancer, diabetes, and anything like that. And it will pop up and show you how to fix it. It's always one thing. It's one thing, and I will not talk about how it gets to be from one thing to everything. The universe came from one thing. In the beginning, there was a void, and the void is nothing. And then it says, let there be light. That's something. And it flows into the nothing, and therefore you have gravity in a primitive way. One length of string turning around with rotational precession round and round till it becomes like a ball of wool, a ball of string, and that you got your three dimensions, see, and so on and so forth. What the media does is lie. Always lie. Make something perverse right. And the worst thing that ever happened was the 60 million children murdered. I say murdered, and if you supported it, you an appeaser, you witch, you son of witch, appeaser. You never born. We were born believing and understanding common sense and holding your ground in common sense. So you might have done it because you're so just bloody suggestible. But not to me. Now, I want you to realize that you've been had. You killed. Who's listening to me? You killed. But how did you kill it? You got persuaded to kill or to think of abortion as a right, or homosexuality for that reason. If you don't mind me saying so, we still have the right to speak our mind. And held back by the Second Amendment, it catches the first one and helps us to speak. Program number is 8995. If you want a copy of it, you can go to FHU.com, FHU Foundation and Human Understanding, the first three letters, FHU.com, and you can download for free 7-minute meditation that has no religious on it, but it brings you to a light. It brings you to a light, and that light will shine through you, through your body, through your eyes, but neutralize stress. You will not feel any emotion. He will take your emotion away and give you something that's silent, that the other person, when he comes to you and upsets you, there's no emotion there. There's no emotion. There's no stress in that relationship to affect you. But there is something in the wind, so to speak, which you can't understand, which the bully cannot understand it. And it will get to him, and one or two things will happen. This is one or two things. Wow, that is really neat. I never thought it was so simple. Oh, I realized, and I'll give you the reasons for realizing. I'm looking at the clock. There's more to say, see. But the bully person is really like a Hitler, a really wicked person. That person, when he gets upset with me, will start to die. I'm telling you that if you get angry with me, go ahead and try. I mean, if you want to experiment with it, get mad. Get mad. And see what it does to you. You'll see that your anger isn't any strength at all. I get to you through that. And they get to you, and once they're that way, they can turn around if they keep that they shouldn't be keeping, and if they survive what I said, what happens is a slow or quick death. Things go wrong. He tries to fix it, and everything, my master's face and thoughts and words come back again and again. And it's the same thing in a different way. The outcome is good. You kill the person. You kill the spirit of the person. And if the person wants to stay alive, he has to use his strength. He needs energy. He needs to be upset with you all the time. Because the whole idea of anger is making you think you're untouchable. How many people who are even appeasers think of anger as strength? And the more anger you feel, even if you're in a terrible situation, you feel like it's strength, and it gives you strength. No, it opens the door to the bully and will make you a peaser. Or you take the spirit of the person and you've given your life to that person and to the spirit, and to the system to which it came from Paradise Lost. That's what it is. It comes through the generations of Paradise Lost. But now you have a redemption aspect here. And I am using my strength, the innermost strength. There isn't any energy in me. I can sit here for hours. I don't think you need to have me sit here for hours. I can take the next 3 hours, and I'm almost 90 years old. I can do this whole day. But this is enough. In other words, don't be afraid to speak up, because one or two things could happen. You become stronger because you're actually a soldier of God. We are soldiers of God. Means we destroy the enemy, but we don't need a gun. But now, there are times, too, that when at this point you will need one, and you will not have to, because is this the only way? At that point, it's too late. But you can go into the fray calm. And that calmness, I think there's a parable, and some shall fall to the right, and some shall fall to the left, etc. And then they survive the arrows by night and the arrows by day. I can't remember it, but it stuck in my mind. And I know a lot of you recognize that and go to it. I want you to read it. I say to you, you will survive. And if there's any good in your enemy, he will come to you. Say, yeah, I never heard this before. And there's more for me to tell you. So you need to spend the rest of the week or the month and come to my, listen, not necessarily come, but listen to Facebook. I'm not going to give a talk. I am going to be, what word am I looking for? Interviewed. I have been interviewed by a certain person who's going to put a movie together, and I'm going to tell the story of my life where, for some way, some reason, no matter how big and how dangerous it was, I always effortlessly overcome it. Now, here it is. I want you to know I don't want you to think that I'm bragging. I want you to see that if you have God in you, like Jesus, you couldn't kill him. If he made up his mind, he could do that. He took you to the, he took his friends to a fig tree, and it didn't have any figs on it. Didn't matter. He just needed a tree to show what happens, what he could do. It's just turning water into wine, but look what he can do. The tree shriveled right in front of their eyes, and his followers said, "How could you do this?" He just makes the point. And who hang himself? Judas. He killed himself. That's what you want to do to people, because there's a right way of killing a spirit and a wrong way. Ladies and gentlemen, this kind of killing has to be just the killing of the spirit, not the person. All right. So now I will show you, if you're ready, if you don't have it in you, you cannot find it. Go to my website, fhu.com, and download the 7-minute meditation. And there's another one also, antidoteforall.com. Go there, and it's all you get is that. And you can take it with you if you want to. And please support my program, and remember, with your donations, I'm actually paying part of for the film. If you raise the money, it would be nice so we can keep the money to do other things. Thank you very much. Otherwise, we're going to make that movie. A person's coming from a long, long country way. Listen to this.